So Peter Baedeker joins us now, White House correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
So I have a couple of questions. This big story this morning, straight out of the Cold War, 10 Russian sleeper agents who spied on the U.S., or they weren't charged with spying, but they're presumed to be involved in espionage, have been sent back to Moscow in exchange for four people who spied on Russia for the West, who had been in a prison facility. Peter Baker, last night on the NewsHour, Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff there at the White House, suggested that this was done by the Justice Department, that the president was briefed but did not make the decision. Is there legal precedent for basically taking people who are arrested and bypassing the justice system entirely and doing a trade like this?
Well, they didn't bypass the justice system entirely. They did go to a court. They had each of the defendants in this case plead guilty to a charge of conspiracy to act as a foreign agent without authorization, without registration. And then as their sentences were commuted to time served, or they were sentenced to time served, and deported. So this is a legal process in which a judge was involved. A judge had to approve it. But it did happen on a really accelerated basis, and obviously it was the source of a great deal of diplomatic negotiation with Moscow, carried out, at least we hear, mainly by Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, and his counterpart in the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service.
So if it happened in a very accelerated way, and Rahm Emanuel seemed a little defensive about it last night in talking here, who wanted this out of the way, this spy issue out of the way, and who really, whose interest was it to move so quickly?
Well, I think both governments had an interest in getting this out of the way. Certainly President Obama wanted this out of the way, and it looks like Dmitry Medvedev, the Russian president, wanted this out of the way as well. Both of them, of course, just met here in Washington just a couple days before these arrests even happened in order to solidify their growing friendship and their growing partnership, the so-called reset of the Russian-American relationship. And the idea of a spy scandal, a throwback, as you say, to the Cold War, just seemed to get in the way of that. So, you know, these spies that were caught here in the United States, by all accounts, didn't seem to have actually penetrated anything all that significant. They didn't do the kind of damage that, say, Robert Hansen or Aldrich Ames did in the old days. So, you know, the American government decided it was perfectly appropriate to go ahead and send them back in exchange for getting several people out who have been in prison for a number of years for allegedly working for the West.
Peter Baker, some have said the U.S., by going so quickly here, might have gotten a better deal if it had been more deliberate. Is that possible, or is getting a better deal really not what this is all about at all?
Well, it's possible people will sit there and judge and come to conclusions about the deal over time. You know, I'm not sure whether there were more than four people in Russian prisons that we have an interest in who had, you know, been allegedly either working for the CIA or the British or simply, you know, imprisoned for the suspicion that they did. So I'm not sure that there were, say, 11 of them that we could have gotten for the 11 or 10 in this case. One of them is still at large that we've now transferred back to them. But, you know, we don't know the full extent of the deal, obviously. It's possible there's more elements to it than we know. I mean, it seems to me the main element of it as far as the political and geopolitics are concerned is to get this out of the way.
Right, and to get these four people that America apparently has some strategic interest in back in the United States. Peter Baker, White House correspondent for the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about the biggest spy swap since the Cold War. 10 Russian sleeper agents on their way back to Moscow.